But lay up for yourself treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Hallelujah. They said Brother Collins called for me to be ready. I didn't get the message, but I was ready. God's been dealing with my heart all afternoon. And I was reading in the paper and seeing all the destruction. I don't like to see nobody have to go through what they did down in Blue Ash. And it's real sad. But a lot of people live for that, what they had down there, that they had their whole life wrapped up in that. And I hope it stirred some people in that part of the country down there in Cincinnati, that they realize that they need God and they need more of God. They need to get their lives turned around. One lady was talking about her husband had got killed on the way to work that morning, and said he just got saved about 2 weeks before. And I said, thank God for that. Thank God for that, because that's what it all boils down to, is being saved. It all boils down to this. I mean, we can build up things down here and sometimes we have pity parties, and I think, well, you know, my girl's been crying for me to get him a dog, and I can't carry a dog in that trailer. I know some preachers that do, but I just ain't going to do it. And, you know, sometimes you can get a pity party and say, you know, Lord, but brothers and sisters, for years, God's been dealing with my heart. I'm doing exactly what God told me to do. He spoke to me in tongues interpretation years ago, and I had to wait on God. And for the last year and a half, I've been right in the center of God's will, and I'm excited. And I'm not laying up much down here in this world, but thank God I'm laying up treasures over there. Hallelujah. I don't have to worry about storms. Don't have to worry about the stock market. You know, I had some plans. Somebody asked me where I've been going to church at. I said, I've just been going to home church. My girl's been getting helped. My girl's been getting fed. I've been getting fed. I've been in the shape that I was able to just come here to the home church. I've been getting fed. You all may be getting tired of me, but I'll be gone here in about a week. So anyway, just bear with us. But Brother Ronnie, we was coming to church here and just getting helped. I had some things I had to do. I was gone for 3 months, and this thing start backing up. I mean, it just does. And my tags are out on my minivan. I was scheduled to preach a watch night service down in Newport. My alternator went out on my van the very night I was supposed to preach, so I brought Ronnie Imhoff's car. I called my brother, and he just asked how things was going. Never did offer his van. So I said, well, Norma, he didn't offer. So I called Ronnie, and Ronnie said, Ronnie, I'm just going to ask you flat. I need a vehicle. I'm supposed to be preaching down here in Newport. He said, come on by. I got that car, went down there and preached the message. I knew I wasn't going to take the van with me, so I let the van just sit, took off, and had other things to do. So when I got back, I had a... seemed like everything getting taken care of, my taxes and things like that. And I had a lot of plans, and I wanted to get down to Brother Greg Atkins' meeting. I really did. And seemed like some people would come to ask if we was going to be going Friday night. And I just didn't really know, because I need to take care of some more business, Brother Burns. Friday, I think I'm a little bit too loud. And Friday, I had some things all planned out. And I was telling Brother Ronnie Imhoff, right in the middle of the day, I found a dime laying there. And God just said everything's going to be all right. Now, you all may think it's kind of funny, but right after that, I got a phone call and I got some bad news. My little plans that I had got changed and turned around. So I told Norm, I said, well, we're all taken care of. And I said, everything works together for good when the Lord's in it. And I know the steps of a righteous man are ordered of the Lord. And I said, I think everything's going to be all right. I mean, I was sad. But I said, let's just get ready and go to Greg Atkins' meeting. So we called Brother Imhoff, said, you can ride with us if you want. He said, man, there's everybody and their brother wanting to go. And I said, well, let's just get on the phone and whoever we can find out, we're going to head down there. And I had a little bit of time, so we went down to the thrift store, and my heart was still hurt, though, you know, because I got my sad news. I couldn't even find no big good bargains. I mean, I looked over all the gospel tapes. It didn't seem nothing I liked. I looked through the radios. Didn't see anything I liked. I looked through all the gadgets. Didn't see anything I liked. I tried on a few suit coats. Didn't find none that fit me, and that ain't very uncommon. And I looked to the shoes, and I knew that was the place I didn't need to go to, and there wasn't nothing there for me. I told Norm, I said, I'm just ready to go. I said, my heart ain't here. Glory to God. Hey, brothers and sisters, I need that service that I had Friday night. We got up there and got ready and shot into her mom's house, and she said, where are y'all going? We said, we're heading to Kentucky. And we went in there and got ready real quick and headed back out and got to church that night. I mean, I told Ronnie later, I said, if my ideas and my plans would have happened the way I wanted them, I said, said, I'd have had a good excuse to take care of some more business. What was it? It was just things down here, these temporal things down here. Yes, they are important, but glory to God, there's a higher calling. Glory to God, there's something that's more important than all. Glory to God, there's something more important than getting that yard mowed. There's something more important than finding out the new style of the new dress or what the children are wearing. Glory to God, what's the latest fashion coming out of Paris. Glory to God, there's something more important, and that's the spiritual world. That's heaven. I told Ronnie my plans got changed, and I had to repent to God because I was sad they got changed. But you know what? If my ideas would have came through Friday, I would have not have been in church Friday night. I'd have been ready, had all my business taken care of, ready to go full force for God for the weekend. But you know what? My plans got changed, but they was changed because God had ordered everything. We got down there that night. Glory to God, had a great service. I said we had about 42 of us all came down. There sat Brother and Sister Cod. Glory to God. Brother Dale got up and started singing. I said he was anointed by the power of God. Started singing. The power of God started flowing. Sister Teresa, Sister Teresa and Sister Angie, and who's the other one? And Sister Sean, I looked back there. Wham! All three of them at the same time. Start shouting under the power of God. Hair bones wouldn't fly. I mean, you could see the power of God moving in wave after wave after wave. I looked around there with my little girls. Had their hands in the air. Glory to God, they may not have all the fashion of this world. They may not have a little puppy. They may not have some things children's got in this world. But thank God they've got a treasure. They've got experience with God. She kept on praying. Beck and Leanne, all of a sudden they just service got going full force like Pentecostal services do. They got around the front. You older saints, you older sisters, you grandmothers of Israel, listen to me now. We need you praying for our children. I love seeing that. There was an older gray-haired lady in that church. I don't know her, but she was there praying with Leanne. There was other ones praying, yes. But I seen them working with the young people. And glory to God, after a while, Norma come by me. Said, Leanne, got the Holy Ghost. I said, thank God. My plan was changed by God. But it was the word of the Lord. Why? Because she got a touch of something, heaven, that the world can never buy. Something the world. Brother Routt, they got nothing on me. Something the world can never buy. Thank God. Thank God. I said, thank God. You know, brother, before I got ready to church that night, I came down here with some carpet cleaner, made my mark in the church, you know, and I was going to try to take care of it. Done a little bit of scrubbing. Hallelujah. But you know what? Glory to God. I've ruined church before. I'm preaching. I've ruined church before. I've tore holes in my pants. I'm shouting under the power of God. I said everything's done in decency and order. But sometimes, glory to God, you have to be willing to get down. I remember one time I was in Alabama with Brother Collins. Glory to God. I'm talking about where's your heart? Where you laying your treasure? Preacher down there had a big old fancy suit on. It was a sawdust on that floor. I'd never been to one of those kind of camps before. Sawdust on that floor. 1984, me and Andy Johnson rode with Brother Collins in Chatham, Alabama. Ate cold hot dogs and pretzels and anything else I don't like all the way down there. I prayed to God earnestly he would let us have a bathroom stop. God answers prayer, I'll tell you that. Andy told me we was getting gas. He said, Mike, I'm telling you right now, you better either grab you a few drinks or go to the bathroom because we don't have time to do both. Well, I got me a few little bit more things to eat. I got back in the car. I said, God, deal with his heart. Let him stop. He said, anybody got to stop? I said, I do. God answers prayer. But you know what, brother? I had prayed earnestly. I said, God, let me go to a camp meeting. Let me get in a service this summer, God. I wasn't married. I was working at Pease. That Friday afternoon, they laid me off. I called Brother Cosby. He said, don't you be sad. Don't you be sad. Get ready. We're going to camp meeting. Brothers and sisters, I was in church every night of that two-week layoff. Glory to God. I got fed. I got blessed. I got health. Glory to God. I've laid up treasures in the glory world. Hallelujah. I don't know how this is going to preach. Oh, glory to God. That's the truth. You got one chance. I was reading Rick Bradley's testimony. I don't know if it's here or to some church we've been when we've been gone. There's a picture of Rick Bradley preaching on the campus. And he says, he's preaching to him, and the writer wrote about Brother Rick and said he preaches about to come to the Lord, about giving your heart to the Lord. And he said it's a pass or fail grade. There is no other chance, brothers and sisters. You're in this life one time. Years ago, I said, I'm going to seek God first above everything else. I'm going to put Him first. Friends of mine went off to the army. Friends of mine went off to Texas. I could be here all night and tell you the ones. Brother Paul used to shout with me on those pews during Brother Burns' anniversary, Sister Burns' anniversary, the end of the last week or the week before. I talked to some of the ones that right there in the early 80s, we sat together. We prayed and sought God and shouted under the power of God. What happened to them? They began to lay up treasure in this world, and they quit laying up treasures over there. Their world is now centered around their lives and what they can accumulate down here. But I've still got my eyes on a greater call. I've still got my eyes on a pearl of great price. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. No doubt there's something I was going to say and I forgot. But brothers and sisters, Vance Havner said, I want my message to be able to reach the ordinary man. We're not trying to feed a few intellectual giraffes. We're trying to impress them. We're trying to reach men. We're trying to feed sheep. Sister Con encouraged me, said, just preach the way God give it to you. I got them preaching here the other night. Here was brother, some big preachers here. I told Norm, I said, man, I really wish I hadn't got to carried away, but I was feeling God, and I was feeling the glory world, and that's something this world could never copycat. That's something this world, glory to God, could never counterfeit. I don't care how good you sing. I don't care how good you speak. I don't care how good you preach. Without the power of God, without getting in the throne room of heaven, oh glory to God, without getting in His presence, getting the touch of the glory world, we need it. We need it. We need it. I said, where have you been laying up your treasures? Hallelujah. Oh, I've been chopping at the bits. What I'm going to say next. But brothers and sisters, are you worried more about what they're going to be wearing next year? You're worried more what they're going to be, the style this for summer? Are you getting out there so close to the world that we don't know whether you're coming or going as far as God? Are you going to be out there playing on the fence? Hallelujah. There's been other young people praying and seeking God, but I've been noticing my girls, and I said, oh God, let them get touched. Let them get an experience. Let them realize that they need more of God, that they need to get an experience with God, that they need to begin to lay up treasures over there. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Glory to God. A church tramp. I'm just quoting out of Havner. It's all right. Everybody else does it. A church tramp was getting ready to make a move. He had already went to three previous churches. He told the pastor, I'm getting ready to make a move. And fine, said the pastor. It does no harm to change labels on an empty bottle. Glory to God. Brothers and sisters, get something down inside. I was telling somebody today, there's some things you got to pray through for yourself. There's some things you got to hear from God yourself. Glory to God. Lou, you've been doing good. But when I come back in about another 2 months, how you going to be doing then? Glory to God. Keep on praying like you've been. Glory to God. Get something in that bottle. Get a hold of God. Glory to God. Start laying them treasures over yonder. Get your eyes on the Lord. Get your eyes off the world. Hallelujah. Too much of our spiritual interest is an academic argument. Hallelujah. But it's like a bunch of beggars sitting around. Hallelujah. Listen to what I'm telling you now. We like to argue intellectually about the movement of God's power. But you know what it is? It's like a bunch of beggars sitting around arguing about different kind of billfolds. and each one has an empty billfold. What in the world does it matter? Glory to God. Brothers and sisters, I'm not going to argue with you all day long. I just feel like getting in and letting God have God's way in the service. Get in and get all you can from God. Quit playing games with God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They tell us that the business world advises. You didn't know you played stock market, did you? Oh, I'm wise, man. You didn't know that, see? When I worked for Frito-Lay, I had stock. I looked at the stock market page every day. Read my stock. See how either whether I was getting rich or getting poor. Hallelujah. But you know what, Brother Ronnie? Every time I went to prayer, God said, I gave you the job, and it can go down like that. But I'll never change. Keep your eyes on me. Glory to God. This world may go down. Oh, hallelujah. This economy may fall. I don't know what the future holds, but I know who holds the future, and I've got my treasure laid over there. Hallelujah. Kept playing there, reading my little stocks, you know. The man told me, he said, now, it's wise, son, to spread out your investment. Put it all in PepsiCo. That's my boss. That's my company I work for. I'm sold on that company. And he said, now the business says it's best just to spread them out. That's all right. But when I got hired by Frito-Lay, I went to the zone manager as my last interview. He's the man that was over Northern Kentucky, Cincinnati, Dayton, and Columbus. He has a huge area. I went to him. He said, started talking about the Frito-Lay company. I told him everything I knew about it. He said, whoo, you know a lot more than our drivers know, a lot more of our salesmen know. I said, I've loved your product for years. It wasn't hard for me to talk about potato chips. I've been sold on them for years. It's one of my favorite things. I can make a meal out of them. But you know what, brothers and sisters, that's what I said. Glory to God, the company I work for. I knew they were a success because I was sold on the company. Hallelujah. Brothers and sisters, I'm sold on Jesus Christ. I know He's everything I need. I know there's nowhere else to look. It's all in Jesus. My sweet Jesus, it's all in Jesus. Give Him the praise. I said, it's all in Jesus. My sweet Jesus, all in Jesus. Give Him the praise. Glory to God. I called on the Lord from the valley of sin. Well, He reached way down and He took me in. Now He guides my steps and He holds my hand. And I'm running all the way to the glory land. It's all in Jesus, my sweet Jesus. All in Jesus. Give Him the praise. Hallelujah. The lame man lay at the temple one day. Peter and John went up to pray. They prayed and the lame man walked away. Well, it's all in Jesus, my sweet Jesus. All in Jesus. Give Him the praise. Well, Jesus, give Him the honor. Jesus, give Him the praise. Jesus, give Him the glory. All in Jesus, my sweet Jesus. All in Jesus. Give Him the praise. A blind man came to the master one day. He touched his eyes with a spittle and clay. He opened his eyes and he heard him say, it's all in Jesus. I said, it's all in Jesus. It's all wrapped up in Him, isn't it? I said, it's all wrapped up in Him. Glory to God. Glory to God. Fasten your seatbelts, every one of you, right now. Because I've been holding back. I'm going to tell you what I feel about it. There's a bunch of arguing going on in this church about whether it's right to trim your hair or not. Glory to God. You know what you're doing? You're getting your eyes on the world. You're starting to lay up treasures down here. Get your eyes on God. Why are you arguing with something that may cast your soul into eternal torment? I'm not casting you there, but my saints before me, when I first got saved, told me years ago, if you question about something, it's better off to give it up and know that you're all right with God. Strap me now, brothers and sisters. I love you, everyone, but I'm not going to let my young people go to hell. I'm not going to let my girls be influenced by the world that's laying up treasures down here. Glory to God. If it was good enough for Mama, if it was good enough for Mom, it's good enough for this generation. Your spirit behind the argument tells me you're not right with God. You hear me now? And I love everybody. And I show myself friendly. Yes, I do. I know I'm not the nicest person sometimes. I know it's hard, such a cause sitting in the class this morning. Some people hate you. I just couldn't fathom that. Nice as I am, but it's the truth. It's the truth. And they hate you because of one thing. I'm not bragging on myself. I'm not bragging on myself. Brothers and sisters. Set the world on Kevin fire. On fire, Kevin. God keeps you humble, don't he? Man, go all the way with God. I hope God just continue to use you. I've always loved him ever since he come to our house and ate like me and Mark did. And we just felt like he's one of our brothers. And he even invites himself over to mom's dinners anymore. And we just have a good old time playing Pictionary. But you know what, brothers and sisters? I ain't jealous of my preacher brethren. Glory be to God. I want to see him go all the way with God. I ain't jealous of who sings one song or don't sing one song or sings my song. Glory be to God. There ain't nothing I've got down here. It's all God. It's all the Lord. We're nothing. I said we're nothing but sinners saved by grace. And I want to ask you tonight, you got arguments over standards. You got arguments over everything. But oh God, Sam Kennison, you all young people may not know him, but when I was working in the early or the late 80s, he became pretty popular. He was one of the rawest comics that ever came out. He said the most vulgar stuff. I'd never sit down and listen to him do a comedy routine. But I worked with guys who always talked about Sam Kennison. Him and his brothers were preachers. They preached in Cincinnati. They preached in Fairborn. They preached all over this part of the country. I don't know where his home was, but glory to God, he was a backslidden Pentecostal preacher who knew the way of God. You want to follow the charismatic trash? Listen to what I'm telling you. He would go and preach a few revivals. He's getting ready to cross over to be a comedian. He'd go out to the comedy club, do a few comedy acts, come back in another charismatic church, preach a few more revivals, go right back out and do that trash again. Brothers and sisters, not everything's going to heaven. I said not everything's going to heaven. Hear me now. They can be as pretty and as nice and as sweet, but if their sins are not under the blood and they've not turned their life around, hallelujah, they're not on their way to heaven. If they're laying up treasures in this world, and glory to God, they're playing games with God. Made mock of Pentecostal services, made mock of our Pentecostal preachers. See, it was fuel for the fire because Swagger had fell, Baker had fell, all the other great preachers that the world had looked to. Things started coming out on them, and the Pentecostal movement was a laughing stock. You know what I always told people when I had my church? We are Pentecostal, but we're not charismatic. We are Pentecostal, but we're not charismatic. That's pretty strong, Brother Mike. Brothers and sisters, I ain't playing games. I'm not playing games. I'm going to tell people the truth. I want Brother Collins, when I first got saved, he laid it out to me on the truth. Let me tell you more about Kennison. He began to get raunchier and raunchier and raunchier. Drank all the time, took drugs all the time. Was on those filthy shows. On his way to do a show, his brother was following him in a van. He was in another vehicle, and they was on their way. Here come a boy that'd been drinking in a truck, come across the line, slammed head long into Sam Kennison's vehicle. Kennison's girlfriend, or wife, they'd only been married a week, was laying there. She got a few injuries, but didn't kill her. Sam Kennison got out. And his brother said, as I was reading the article, said he had a few light scratches on his head. But he kept walking around, shaking his hand, saying, not now. Not now. No, God, not now. Not now. His brother said, you're going to be all right. We got the aliens on the way. I don't care how much you got laid up in treasures down here. You got an appointment with God someday. You're going to stand before God. It's time to quit playing games. You hear me? It's time to quit playing games. He walked around shaking. His brother trying to calm him down. Man, don't worry. Your millions will buy you the best hospital care. Your millions will buy you the best doctor. We'll take you wherever. But there's some things God takes out of man's hands. When he holds that beating heart in his hand, when he leaves it on the edge of eternity, you're in the hands of God. He played games with God. He mocked God. He mocked the Pentecostal people for years. But God never forgot that. as he walked that street that day, on the side of that road, those boys in that pickup truck walked away. In fact, you know what he said? He said, look what this blank done to my truck. That man said, you know what you're talking about? That's Sam Kinison. He said, I don't care. Look what he done to my truck. He said, son, you're the one that crossed the line. Sam Kinison kept on walking around, said, not now, not now, not now. Sat down beside the truck in 5 minutes' time, took his last breath and went out into eternity to meet God. He thought he'd play with the whirlwind out there. He'd lay up some treasures down here. He'd do his own thing, make a mark of God. His brother always said, Sam realized that he could live his own life. But this was before he took his last breath. He'd say, Lord, I'm sorry. Everything would be all right. You don't play games with God. I'm talking about where you're laying up your treasures at. I'm talking about where you're laying up your treasures at. The boy that killed Sam Kinison went around and was signing autographs. Yeah, I'm the one that killed Sam Kinison. Signing autographs. Oh, you know what they did? They had a Hollywood funeral from Sam Kinison. And then they wheeled him into a little old Pentecostal church. And his brother told the story in the article and said, there they was, having their Pentecostal kind of services. No doubt they probably preached him into heaven. But I said, Lord, we know the truth. We know the truth. They can flower it up all they want to. But brothers and sisters, where are you laying up your treasures tonight? Where are you laying up your treasures tonight? Where are you laying up your treasures tonight? Go ahead and argue how close you can get to the world. Go ahead and argue. I'm over time. Years ago, he stood to the pulpit. I was a young people, and I was the only young people, had hair. My grandma today said, I seen your graduation picture, and I thought, oh, Lord. You know, I meant, had my long hair and thought it looked good, but didn't look good. It looked stupid. Had my big ears. That's all it did, though. Had that long flowing hair, you know. And I got saved. I'd been praying. God been leading me. God been directing me. But I hadn't cut my hair yet. And he got up. He said, you bunch of young-haired boys are not going down as a part of our choir down there to sing in another church representing the Highway Holiness unless you get a haircut. I remember the next service, two of my family members came back. They had got their hair cut. They stood to their feet and the whole church gave them a hand clap of praise because they'd obeyed God. I didn't do it. I just cut my hair halfway, Randy. But when I seen that those guys went ahead and went all the way with God and the blessing they got, not the hand clap, but the blessing they got. I see how they got blessed in the service that night. I said, God, I'm going to take that long step and go all the way. I'd played on the fence. Mark was going to school carrying a Bible. They were calling him preacher, calling him reverend. And there I was, trying to hang with the friends and hang with God's too. It don't work that way. I try to lay up a few treasures down here. A few treasures. It don't work that way. You've got to sell out. You've got to turn around. You've got to get your eyes on the glory world. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I got my eyes on God. Oh, hallelujah. Build a fence of trust around each day and therein stay. Look not through the sheltering bars upon tomorrow, for God will help thee bear whatever there is of joy or sorrow. I know whom I have believed and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him. Glory to God. You know what I've done. You know what I've done. I've done this. Ephesians 6 and 6. Not with eye service as men pleasers, but as servants of Christ doing the will of God from the heart. Verse 11, I put on the whole armor of God that I may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. I said, I'm going all the way. There was a lot of people said, you wouldn't make it, Mike. There was a lot of people said, I don't see he'll ever stick. But brother, God was merciful to me. I kept coming to the altar. I kept saying, God, I made mistake after mistake after mistake. But my heart is fixed on you. God, would you help me? Would you help me begin to walk with you, God? I said, wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all to stand, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with the truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. And above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God.
praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Glory to God. I begin to serve the Lord. If you got the little bulletin back there, I'm going to close with this. I realized Jesus was all I needed. I realized Jesus was all I needed. Glory to God. Glory to God. I realized He was everything. He never wrote a book at all. All the libraries of the world could not hold the books that have been written about Him. He never wrote a song. Yet He has furnished the city for more songs than anyone else. He never found a college. But the schools put together could not boast of having as many students. Glory to God. He never marshaled an army or drafted a soldier. And that's the key to it right there. You're not going to be forced to live for God. You're going to give that heart willingly, freely. Yet He never drafted a soldier or fired a gun. Yet there was never a leader that had so many volunteers who have, under His orders, made more rebels stack armed than surrender without a shot being fired. He never practiced medicine, and yet He has healed more broken hearts than any doctors far and near. Has He ever done it for you? Thank God. I said, thank God. It's all in Jesus. I said, it's all in Jesus. Once each week, multitudes congregate in worship and assemblies to pay homage and respect of Him. I thought about that years ago when I used to drive my truck. You couldn't hardly turn the radio on and without finding two or three gospel stations that was mentioning the name of Jesus. Mentioning the name of Jesus. I told Brother Kevin just the other day about another radio station he could pick up driving a truck when he's in certain parts of the country. Hallelujah. Where you can hear good old gospel songs. I know not everything out there is beautiful. I know not everything's out there sanctified. But brothers and sisters, sometimes them words will reach out like the song did to me and my wife the other day. That trail of tears. All glory to God. Like what a Savior. All glory to God. There's some songs. You know one of my favorite songs, and you won't believe when I tell you. Let the lower lights be burning. That's a slow song. Let the lower lights be burning. Some poor sailor. Storm past church. Yeah. I know the tune. I know the tune. Just keep that light, brother. There's somebody out there trying to find their way. Trying to find a way to what you found. That's Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The names of the past, proud statesmen of Greece and Rome, have come and gone. Oh, listen now. You see, I wasn't too far of a generation behind when John Lennon got up and said, we're more popular than Jesus Christ. And I was pulling away from my friend's house in 1980 when the guy came on the radio and said, John Lennon just been shot by one of his own fans. He's died. The Lord come to me and said, oh, it just came out of the song before I got saved. Nobody told me there'd be days like these. And the Lord spoke to my heart and said, he's in hell tonight. Oh, he's in hell tonight. Nobody told me there's going to be days like these. Glory to God. Glory to God. You better watch what you say. You better watch where you lay up your treasures. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Scientists and philosophers, theologians have come and gone. But the name of Jesus multiplies more and more. More and more. Well, I said enough. There's probably more I should say. I'll tell you, I'm laying up treasures over there. I've got my eyes on heaven. You argue on some of the standards we've lived by for years around here. You can call me old-fashioned if you want to, but it's the old-fashioned way that I like. I'm Pentecostal. I'm Pentecostal. I always have been and I always will be. I'm sorry about my marks down there, but I was feeling God. I told him next time I preach in those shoes, I'm going to take them off. I'll preach in my stocking feet. If I slip and slide, I'll slip and slide for Jesus. Glory to God. I come to have church. I knew good and well I was going to preach. God had it on my heart. I said, I'm going to ruin Sister Kitty's good shirt that she bought for me in this nice tie. I'm going to sweat it all up. But you know what? It'll wash out and I'll wear it again. Thank God. Get them clothes wrinkled. Glory to God. Get in there sweating these orders. Glory to God. Get in there, Terry. They had a prayer meeting here Thursday night. We made it. We made it on our timetable. I've been burdened to get down here and seek God for a long time. I'm not bragging on myself, but I stayed in this altar till 12 o'clock that night. 12 o'clock that night. The very next night, my little girl got the Holy Ghost. My little girl, other little girl, Rebecca's been seeking God strong. She'll get the Holy Ghost. It's for her. The other ones are seeking God. Brothers and sisters, you're laying up treasures over there. Get your eyes off everything around you. If you can't get in sitting by a boyfriend or a girlfriend, let me give you a little hint. I never sat by my girlfriend, who's now my wife, when we was going to church. But she knows what this means when I look at her. That's the only way I could tell her, Sister Burns, that I loved her. Because I was never close to her in church, so I'd just go like this. And she'd go like that back to me. I'm rubbing my nose, if you know what I'm doing. But you know what? We got in and had church. After church, take a few young people, go out to Frisch's, have your fellowship. We're here to have church. We're not here to run around, talk, and throw trash and make remarks. And years ago, a boy cut one of the seats back there. And it wasn't this tapestry that's on there now, it was the older ones. And, you know, he thought, boy, he was something big.